Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight for your great love toward us. We thank you for your mercy and grace that's been extended to us. We thank you for the work of the cross, the great act of love, giving of yourself, Lord, to take upon my sin and my shame, and to give me, Lord, your righteousness. We thank you, dear Jesus, that we can come into your presence, that you've made a way through the veil, that we can enter now with boldness and confidence, Lord, to look upon the throne of God and to gaze upon your face, Lord Jesus. We pray tonight that you would draw us nearer to the cross. We pray, Lord, you'd give us a greater understanding and appreciation and a love for the cross, for the work of Christ that has bought us from darkness and brought us into marvelous light. So, Lord Jesus, in all that is said and done here tonight, in all that we think and ponder, God, would you be glorified? Would you be lifted up in this place? We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are above all gods. You are a king above all kings and Lord above all lords. You reign and you rule in our lives in this place. And so we magnify your name. Jesus, we worship you. Lord, we exalt you. There is none like you. What a God that we serve. We worship you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We bless you, Lord. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we plead your grace tonight for this entire first period.
Hallelujah.
We pray, Lord, that you will bring those who will come to believe in Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would open their hearts.
Yes.
Even as they are preparing to come. We pray, Lord, that you would draw their hearts. We think of the youngest to the oldest who will be upon these crowds these 2 weeks. Jesus, minister to them. Open their hearts. Reveal your wonderful grace to them. Save them to the uttermost. Oh, Jesus. It's our heart's cry that they would come into the kingdom. So, Lord, we thank you for this grace. We thank you that you gave us your grace. We thank you that we ever were drawn in. Lord, that you saved us from our sins. We are grateful tonight. Lord, we pray that you'll do that for others. Do that these next 2 weeks. Pour out your spirit, we pray. In thy name, amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. We welcome you again tonight. Some of you have just come up today. We're glad that you've arrived safely. And, the direction that we're going to go tonight, so that maybe you can prepare yourself, obviously, for communion. We'll end the evening sharing communion. We'll also have a time of prayer for those who are serving on staff, for those who are counseling. This is kind of a kickoff night, maybe better commissioning night. We're thankful for all of you who have come to give of yourselves to the ministry of Pilgrim Camp and unto the Lord. So, tomorrow begins a lot of activity, and we're looking forward to what God has for us. We began, or at least when I came, I guess there are a few beginnings this year. Many of the staff came up Saturday, and so you began then. Alife and I came up Monday, and some others, and so we began then. And you're coming up tonight, so we're going to begin again. And then tomorrow when the campers come, we'll begin again. But normally, in the past few years, I've had the privilege of being part of the first period. And I know every period we kind of look toward what God wants to do that period. But we have a special privilege to kind of look for the whole summer as we're beginning a new season. Of course, we had the Chinese conference here already last week, and I know they really set a tone here in their seeking God and praying for camp. And so I know there's been a lot of groundwork already laid, and then of course for months and throughout the year as leaders and those involved have been praying, our churches have been praying for this season. And so we anticipate and we believe that God wants to do and will do great things. And we talked the other night about just having faith to ask God for big things beyond even our own faith. That the Holy Spirit, it's one of the gifts of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit would give us faith to believe beyond our own abilities. And things that maybe in the natural just seem impossible. We just don't have it in us to ask for that, to believe for that. But God gives us a supernatural faith. And we want to believe for each of us who are here, and especially for children. Maybe some of them don't even understand what faith is. And they don't know how to pray. Some of our young people, teenagers in the village, and they're coming in different situations. But we have an opportunity to stand in faith for others. And to believe big for others. And so we want to do that this period and trust God that he's going to honor our faith and do big things. So tonight, even though we have a few other things that are happening, as God would lay upon your heart, we don't have a lot of time, but if he's already working on your heart to share something that would encourage us, we invite you to do that. Let's sing hymn number 23. One other thing before I forget. Tomorrow morning will be table worship because it's a bus day and there's a lot of things that have to happen throughout the day. So we'll bring your Bibles to breakfast. And if you don't go to breakfast, get there by 9 o'clock. And we'll have our morning worship there. And then we can get about our day. Number 23.
Lord, we truly thank you for this place. We pray this season, you pour down your Spirit, Lord God. Open the heavens, Lord God. Open the heavens and pour down your Spirit upon every person sitting here, every person that's going to be sitting here, every person that's working here, every person that's praying, every person that walks this ground. Lord, open the heavens. Show us your ways. Direct us, guide us. Direct our eyes. Direct our hands. Direct our feet. Direct the words that come out of each person's mouth.
Yes.
In the name of Christ.
Have your way. Amen. Have your way.
I love that verse. Verse 4. Jesus, what a guide and keeper, while the tempest still is high, storms about me, night o'ertakes me. He, my pilot, hears my cry. And I know I've shared this before, but our family, the last, I guess, 4 years, well, I guess it was about 4 years, that was the greatest storms that we've gone through. And 2.5 years ago, our church went through a time of fasting and prayer in January. And I'm the type of person that I don't ask, go to God for a lot of things, because I don't like to ask people to do things. So I feel like, you know, I'm going to him with big things. I know he can do it. Nothing is impossible for him, but it's just the type of person I am, I guess. But that year, I said, God, I'm going to come to you big for something really big. I had no clue what I was praying for. In my mind, I thought I was praying for our church at that time. And I just was praying big. And a month and a half later, my husband almost died. And the thing that he had, which is called an aortic dissection, only 1% of the people who have that at home survive. 1%. And he survived. And
hallelujah.
And the Lord is so faithful. Had no idea that that's what I was praying for. And in the long run, too, it was for our church also, because the church was affected by that, too. But when we go through storms, when we're going through, we don't, maybe not even knowing what we are going to be going through, we need to go to him and ask him for big things. He is there for us. He is our pilot. He hears our cry. And we just need to have that faith and believe him and trust him that he is going to carry us through, and whatever he says is glory to him, right? Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus. I'm so thankful that he is my help. And this song is so wonderful in that it enables us to give him thanks for all the help he gives us. You know, I when I think back of how this year started, I was worried. But I kept rolling it on the Lord. You know, there was times that I realized I needed to keep plugging along and applying and endeavoring to get things done. And when I look back at the different times and events, I could only say hallelujah. Hallelujah, what a friend. Saving, helping, keeping, he is with me to the end. And if it hadn't been so, I would be in trouble.
It should have been a problem.
But I'm so thankful it is so, that Jesus is our helper. One of my favorite songs, and it's called the Camp Song. By this camp, it's called, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, will the earth be moved. And it gives a situation that is so horrific, but yet we can hold God's hand through that time, as our sister Diana said, a hard time. God will be for us.
Amen.
God will be with us.
Hallelujah.
God will help us. And in my situation, it's in those little things. They seem to be big problems to me when they arise, The other day, I got word that the dummy wasn't working. And right away, I almost had a heart attack. That's one of those things that came. Now, no one sabotaged it. Now, find out if you do. It's one of those things that it would be a great concern. But here, God just gave the key.
Very simple. Right.
And a couple years ago, same thing. The dummy once again. That's an elevator, by the way. It's not me. A couple years ago, same thing. It was giving us a problem. And I really was becoming exasperated and didn't know. I thought it was curtains. I thought it was failing. I thought the motor was burning up. But then the thought came right into my heart. Check this component. It happened to be what's called a start capacitor. You all know what that is, right? And I said to my friend that was there, look up in there. Does it have a big bulge on the side of the motor? And he looked and he said, yeah. I said, yes. So I went to my garage, got a spare part, put it in. You know, I hadn't thought of it at all. And here it clicked. It worked. And it's still working. Amen. Thank the Lord. So don't break it, please. Forget it. Anyhow, I thank the Lord that he's my helper.
Amen.
He helps us all. And we can lean on him and know he's going to carry us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.